Chapter 3. Three Shapes You Can Pour Your Ideas Into. Imagine going to see a movie that dropped you right into the middle of the action with no explanation of who's who or what's what, wandered about aimlessly for a while, then left everything and everyone hanging at the end. You'd probably run screaming from the theater. Similarly, songs need clear structures to organize their 3+ minutes. The fact is, our brains enjoy being taken on a ride with a clear beginning, middle, and end, rather than bombarded with chaos or bored silly with monotonous repetition. If there's no order to what they're hearing, listeners will probably turn a song off after a minute or so. There are three basic song forms that most pop songs fall into, which move from the simplest to the most complex. I'll go over each of these structures and give examples of songs that use each form. The AAA song form. This is the simplest of the three pop song structures because it has the fewest moving parts. I like to compare it to an amoeba on the evolutionary scale. It basically consists of one musical section, the A section, that repeats itself for however many lyrical sections the song contains. And even though it's called AAA, there aren't always three sections. There might be just one, or 100. Hopefully, you're too young to know 99 bottles of beer on the wall, but that song has 99 A sections. Another well-known example is Happy Birthday to You by sisters Patty and Mildred Hill. Go ahead, sing it out loud, and insert your own name, even if it's not really your birthday. Notice that there are 4 lines in the whole section, which is pretty typical for an AAA song. And each melody line you sing has a slightly different musical shape. Melody is defined as a single line of notes that unfolds over time. But you knew that. Now, let's break it down a bit more. The first line introduces the lyric, in this case the title, and a 6-note melody. The second line repeats the first line lyrically and adds a slightly different melodic shape at the end, where it goes up a bit higher in your voice. The third line is the high point of the melody because that's where your voice reaches its peak. What we saw.